Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast series, Brain Medicine, where you relax your brain while we talk about artists and their songs and how they impact our lives. I'm your host, DJ Boombox, only on Penguin Radio. Hello, folks. Get ready for today's show. We are starting with 5 Seconds in Summer. They are a rock band that I used to really, really love when I was younger in high school. They're really, really cool and really, really fun. And they are a pop rock band. Let's begin the show. 5 Seconds of Summer, an Australian pop rock band from Sydney, New South Wales, formed in 2011. The group were originally YouTube celebrities posting videos of themselves covering songs from various artists during 2011 and early 2012. They rose to international fame while touring with One Direction on their Take Me Home tour. In early 2014, the band released She Looks So Perfect as its debut single, which topped the charts in Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, and the United Kingdom. The self-titled debut studio album was released in June 2014, which peaked at number one in 11 countries, and followed by a live album titled Live Sauce. The band released their second album, Sounds Good, Feels Good, in October 2015, and followed up with the release of a live documentary DVD called How Did We End Up Here? On December 2nd, 2016, the band announced the release of their B-sides and rarities previous unavailable worldwide under the title This Is Everything We Ever Said to celebrate their 5th anniversary as a band. Yeah, they did that, and that stuff was just stuff that wasn't released off of the album. So, like, a lot of the albums had, like, alternate versions or, like, demos or stuff like that. And so they decided to just give it to the fans, so they put it all on iTunes, and so everyone was able to enjoy every one bit of their songs. Our next segment, it goes off to 5 Seconds of Summer, began in 2011 when Luke Hemmings and Michael Clifford and Callum Hood, who all attended North Northwest Christian College, started posting videos of themselves performing covers of popular songs together on Hemmings' YouTube channel. Hemmings' first video of cover of Mike Posner's Please Don't Go was posted on February 3rd, 2011. The cover of Chris Brown's Next to You received over 600,000 hits. In December 2011, they were joined by drummer Ashton, and form band lineup was completed. The band interest from major labels and publishers signed a publishing deal with Sony ATV Music Publishing. Despite having no promotion apart from Facebook and Twitter, the first music release, an EP entitled Unplugged, which reached number one on the iTunes chart in Australia and the top 20 in both New Zealand and Sweden, their international following increased significantly once again when One Direction member Lewis Tomlinson posted the link to their YouTube video on their song Gotta Get Out, stating that he'd been a fan of 5 Seconds of Summer for a while. 5 Seconds of Summer were once again the subject of interest for One Direction following the release of their first single, Out of My Limit, on November 19th, 2012, this time with Niall Horan tweeting the link to the video clip. 5 Seconds of Summer spent the second half of 2012 writing and developing their sound with Christian Lo Russo and Joel Chapman of Australian band Amy Meredith, with whom they wrote 2 songs that feature on their EP, Somewhere New, Beside You, and Unpredictable. The EP was also co-produced by Joel Chapman. 5 Seconds of Summer released their first single, Out of My Limit, on November 2012 with a video clip for the song, receiving over 100,000 views. Within the first 24 hours in December 2012, the boys embarked on a songwriting trip to London, where they wrote with various artists, including McFly, Roy Stride of Scouting for Girls, Nick Hodgson of Kaiser Chiefs, Jamie Scott, Jake Gosling, Stephen Robinson, and James Bourne of Busted. In 2013 to 2012, 5 Seconds of Summer, it was announced that 5 Seconds of Summer World would support One Direction on their worldwide Take Me Home tour. The tour kicked off at the O2 Arena in London on February 23rd, 2013, and 5 Seconds of Summer joined One Direction for their shows in the UK and US and Australia and New Zealand, including 7 shows at Alphonse Arena in their home, Australia, which they played national headlining tour, with all dates selling out within minutes. It was around this time when the band began to to gain popularity and become international popularity. On November 21st, 2013, the band had announced that they had signed to Capitol Records. On February 5th, 2014, 5 Seconds of Summer listed their debut major label single, She Looks So Perfect, for pre-order on the iTunes chart. The connection between Five Sauce and One Direction extends to both artists being managed by London-based Modest Management. This has led to Five Sauce being called a boy band in the media. Members of the band have said that the group is not a boy band. Unlike many boy bands, they write songs, play their own instruments, and they are not primarily a dance group. Nevertheless, the band has attracted a fanatic following of girls, much like other boy bands. Ashton Earn has compared the band's female following to Fall Out Boy, which also has a sizable female base. John Feldman, frontman of Goldfinger and producer of 5 Seconds of Summer, attributes 5 Seconds of Summer's fan base to a fundamental change in the pop-punk demographic, mentioning its gradual shift away from the majority male audiences of early 1990s pop-punk acts such as Blink 182 and Green Day. Now, I agree with that statement as a fan myself. I remember when I actually saw them on One Direction's Take Me Home tour. That was the first time I'd ever seen them. And previously, before I went to go see their concert, I had watched 5 Seconds of Summer so much. At this time, I was in high school, and it was so exciting and so fun. And the reason I like these boys, other than the fact that they sing and write their own songs, and their songs are actually really, really good, is I like their accents because they're from Australia. Just a little input. Moving on. On March 5th, it was announced that 5 Seconds of Summer would join One Direction, supporting them on their 2014 Where We Are tour in US, Canada, and Europe. On April 9th, 2014, their third album, their third EP, She Looks So Perfect, debuted at number 2 on Billboard 200. In late March 2014, She Looks So Perfect was released in the UK. Despite only one day on top in the British iTunes store and ending its week in the lower end of the top 10, 5 Seconds of Summer became only the fourth Australian band to have a UK number 1 single, and the first to do so in 14 years. On May 9th, they released their single, Don't Stop. It debuted at number 2 on the UK singles chart, 3,000 behind Ella Henderson's Ghost. Billboard said, in the vein of Green Day's, She and Blink-182's All the Small Things, Don't Stop is Five Sauce's bid for a deceptively charming punk pop-punk anthem, with lyrics that are stickly sweet in their awkward flirtatious. The bridge could be more polished, but that hook is a highlight of the whole album. It peaked at number 1 in 4 countries and was in the top 10 for 8 countries overall. On May 13th, the band announced that their debut self-titled album would be released on June 27, 2014 in Europe and in Australia, with other releases coming later. The album won a Kerrang Award. Luke Hemmings said it was a real honor to win, as all the band's idols are in Kerrang. The album debuted at number 1 on the Billboard chart and peaked at number 1 in 13 countries, as well as the top 10 in 26 countries. On June 15, 2015, the band released their fourth EP, Don't Stop, which was not available to purchase in the USA, Canada, or Mexico. In July 15th, the band released their third single, Amnesia, which was the only song not written by the band members themselves, but by Benji and Joe Madden of Good Charlotte, an American pop-punk band. Billboard said that the track, with a surprisingly affecting vocal performance and the most searing lyrics on the album's new single, Amnesia, establishes itself as 5 Seconds of Summer's successful serious pose, taking older listeners back to the relative heartache of dissolving high school romance. Amnesia demonstrates versatility of Five Sauce, and the one wonders why it's buried at the end of the group's debut album. On September 5th, 2014, they released their fifth EP, Amnesia, but not available in America and Mexico. On October 12th, the band released their fourth single, Good Girls, and the music video logged over 2 million views within 48 hours, making it their highest debut to date. On November 16th, 2014, they released their sixth EP, Good Girls and became number one in the UK iTunes charts. The band released cover songs What I Like About You by American rock band The Romantics as their first single from their live album Live Sauce. The band released their first live album Live Sauce on December 15, 2014. In May 2015, the band embarked their first headlining tour, Rock Out With Your Socks Out, of Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and North America. On July 17, 2015, 5 Seconds of Summer released the first single, She's Kinda Hot, from their upcoming second studio album. On August 12, 2015, the band announced that their second studio album is called Sounds Good, Feels Good. It was released worldwide on October 23, 2015. On August 28, 2015, the band released their seventh EP, Kinda Hot, in the UK and Ireland. October 9th, 2015, the band released Hey Everybody as the second single from their album. On October 9th, 2015, the band announced their Sounds Good, Feels Good world tour that was to be held in 2016 with dates in Asia, UK, Ireland, North America. Announced so far, the band released a music video for Jet Black Heart on December 17, 2015, featuring fans. On June 3, 2016, the band announced their next single, Girls Talk Boys. This song is included on the Ghostbusters original motion picture soundtrack. It was released on July 15, 2016. In 2016, the band embarked on a world tour named Sounds Live Feels Live World Tour, which included stadiums and arenas sold out to capacity. They are currently working on new material for their upcoming album, which I think their upcoming third album is invisible to them because they haven't released anything. And currently working in Take What You Want, featuring them, was released from Japanese rock band 1OK Rock with their eighth studio album, Ambitions. On February 22nd, 2018, the band released their single, Want You Back, and their announcement for their tour. And also, they have their own record label called Higher Hay Records. On January 27, 2014, Five Sauce announced that they would be setting up their own record label, Higher Hay Records. On the Higher Hay Records website, the band explained that not only would they be releasing all of the music through Higher Hay Records in conjunction with Capitol Records, but they would also be signing a roster of their own bands and releasing them via the label. On March 24, 2015, the label signed pop rock band Hey Violet. I like Hey Violet, but I'm not a big fan of theirs because I just don't think their music is as good as 5 Seconds of Summer's band. And like I said before, I have been a fan for these guys since I was like in high school, so it's really cool to be able to like grow up with them and just listen how their music changes over the years. It's so cool to just listen to them. I feel like they've really grown and I'm super excited for their album release. The thing is, I'm just, why release the tour but not the album yet? But that's not my deal, that's their deal. I hope you all go out there and listen to them. They deserve a lot of love and attention from the audience. I know that it's not really older people style, but if you guys want to give it a shot, go look up on their YouTubes. Just look up 5 Seconds of Summer and you will see all their songs. Thank you for taking time to listen to Brain Medicine, where you relax your brain while we talk about artists and their songs and how they impact our lives. Again, I'm your host, DJ Boombox, here on Penguin Radio. Have a rockin' day, folks.